Well, greetings to you in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and we're looking at different pictures of Jesus in the Scriptures. The first 2 days we looked at Matthew and Mark, Matthew showing Jesus as the king and Mark showing Jesus as the miracle worker. Today we're going to Luke. Luke shows Jesus as the friend of sinners. And for an example, we see the Good Samaritan, the story of the Good Samaritan that Jesus tells. And here, you probably know the story where this man was going down the road and he was beat up by some robbers and left for dead and robbed and, just taken, or they took the things that he had and they left him for dead. And this priest and Levite walk by and they are on their business, I guess, and don't have time for this man, just pass by on the other side. But another man comes by, a Samaritan man who should have been not friendly to him according to the custom of the day, but he was a friend to this man who he didn't even know, and he bound up his wounds and put him on his own beast and took him to an inn and gave the innkeeper some money to take care of him, and said that if he needs anything else, that just put it to his account and he'll pay it when he gets back. And so this the Samaritan showed himself to be a true friend to this person he didn't know. And that's what Jesus was telling the people there when he told this parable, but then also what he tells us is that we should be like this Good Samaritan who takes care of, or who took care of this this person who was hurting, who was beat up. And you know, there's some people that think God just passes by some and damns them to hell and then chooses others to go to heaven. But I don't believe that. God is like the Good Samaritan here. Jesus is like the Good Samaritan. He's always pleading, and he's drawing people to himself, and not everyone comes to him, but he's always doing good, and he gives rain to the just and the unjust, and he blesses and helps people, trying to get them to come to him. It says that the goodness of God leads to repentance, and there's a book called Elect in the Sun by Robert Shank, and I'll just read a paragraph here. On page 193, it says, "We must protest that a God who, while rescuing some, simply passes by others in the same lost circumstance is so little like the Good Samaritan in our Lord's parable, and so much like the priest and the Levite, that he cannot be the God who desires to have all men saved and none to perish. Such a God constitutes a total contradiction of the spirit of the words of James, 'To him who knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin.' If God simply passes by the mass of humanity in unconcern, his creation of man was the most dastardly act of infamy ever perpetuated, for he thus damned into irremediable, perpetual misery and despair the great mass of mankind created in his own image, and he is himself the greatest curse that could be imposed on his own creation." So he's saying there, if God just passes by these people, when he could save them, like the priest and the Levite, if he just passes by, then he's actually a curse to his own creation. Then it goes on and says, "A God so heartless and so arbitrary cannot be the God who so loved the world that he gave up his only begotten Son to exile, sorrow, suffering, shame, and death. He cannot be the God who cries with sorrowing heart and infinite compassion, 'Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none other.' He cannot be the God whose grace has appeared for the salvation of all men. Such an arbitrary God is not the God we worship and adore, the God in whom we trust." And so I think that's very well said. Jesus was a friend of sinners and is a friend of sinners, and he seeks to save those who are lost. And another example of Jesus being a friend of sinners in the book of Luke is the parable of the lost sheep, where these 99 sheep were in the fold, but one was lost, and Jesus told the parable of the one who went, the shepherd who went and got that one lost sheep, and that's a picture of Jesus. Another one would be the prodigal son in the book of Luke, and how here the son was far away in a land where he was just living in sin and riotous living, but he came back, and the picture there of the father receiving him, and Jesus is like that father who receives those who come to him in repentance. Also the Pharisee and the publican, where the Pharisee stands up and says, I'm glad I'm not like these. I fast twice a day or twice a week, and I do all these good things, and I'm glad I'm not like that publican over there. But then the publican just stood there and wouldn't even lift up his head, but beat upon his breast and said, "Have mercy on me." And Jesus said, "That man went away justified." That's who Jesus is looking for, is for those who are humble, those who are not proud and lifted up, and he's going to take care of the proud. He's going to give grace to the humble. Well, another one would be Zacchaeus, and we'll read the story here out of Luke chapter 19. It says, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. This was a tax collector. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was of little stature. And he ran before and climbed up into the sycamore tree and to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up in the tree and saw him and said unto him, "Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house." And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be the guest with a man that was a sinner. And so here, people that saw where Jesus went for lunch or to abide there at his house, they said, "This man's a sinner." But that's who Jesus was coming to, is those that are that are sinners, and he's the same today. Jesus still comes to those who are seeking after him, and we may be sinners, but Jesus is there to save us and deliver us, to deliver us from our sins. It says, and Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." And Jesus said unto him, "This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man, Jesus, is come to seek and to save that which is lost." And that was the mission of Jesus. That was his purpose for coming, is to seek and to save those who are lost. And he's here for us today. If you are lost, if you are living in your own sin, if you haven't received the Savior, Jesus is a friend of sinners, and he's here for us. He's a friend of those who are hurting. He's a friend of those who are beat up. He's a friend of those who have things that are not working out so well in their lives. Jesus is for us, and he's not against us. He's the God that cares about us, and he's portrayed in the book of Luke as the friend of sinners. So that's my encouragement to us today, is to look to Jesus, the friend of sinners, And the one who will take care of us if we put our faith and trust in Him. So put your faith and trust in the Lord. He will, He'll be there for you, and He'll meet your needs. So God bless you today. Let's pray. Father, we just thank You that You sent Jesus to this earth to die for our sins, that we might have eternal life. He was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. We thank You that He has paid the price for all of our sins, and that it's not because of our sins that we'll go to hell, but it's because of rejecting the gift that Jesus gave us, life in Him. Just pray, God, that You would help us to repent and turn our lives over to the Lord Jesus Christ and live for Him. I thank You now for each one listening. Ask Your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.